Tasi, just a reminder that Mincha this afternoon is at 8:05. So we're up to the topic of recitation of Shehecheyanu during the 3 weeks. It might seem a little bit funny to say the bracha of Shehecheyanu v'kiyimanu v'yigyanu lazman hazeh when we're dealing with the most difficult period on the Jewish calendar, what we refer to as Bein HaMitzarim. So in that spirit, the Shulchan Aruch paskins Tov Li Zoher. Lomar Shehecheyanu, we should be careful. Take care, you know, the language here is a little subtle. He doesn't say it's asur, it's prohibited, but it's good to be careful about saying Shehecheyanu. And he goes on to draw a distinction. He says, if it's the Shehecheyanu associated with the mitzvah, like a pidyon haben, that would not be an issue. But if it's over a new fruit that you haven't had, or it's over a new article of clothing, better not to recite it during this entire period of the 3 weeks. Now, the Ramah is a little bit more lenient, and the Ramah says, you know, if it's a pre that's not going to be available after this period, so he thinks it would be acceptable to recite Shehecheyanu during this time, the language of the Ramah, v'chein b'pri shelo yimtza achar tishbav, mutar levarech ula'achlo bein ha-mitzarim. He doesn't seem to draw a distinction between the 3 weeks or the 9 days. The Vilna Gaon explains that the basis for this may be a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says something shocking. Not only are we going to be brought to account for the things that we should not have done, but God's going to call all of us to account one day and say, why didn't you enjoy the world that I gave for you to enjoy? So if there's a fruit that you could have enjoyed, right, an exotic fruit, and again, maybe it's a little bit lost on us here in America where you can get so many fruits year-round, but I remember my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, telling me that his younger brother became gravely ill and the family had to, like, dip into all their savings. I'm looking at Alan the Treasure. All their savings of a dollar, right? And they bought an orange for him because that's what the doctor said, because he needed the vitamins, you know, it saved him. So, of course, we don't have any sense of this. We're so blessed in this community, but the Ramah was lenient for that, and that was the Vilna Gaon's explanation. Now, there are many who felt that, in general, that this was, to quote, a chumrah yaseira. This is way too strict. The Vilna Gaon himself says that, and the Taz rules that way, that we really shouldn't be so careful about Shehecheyanu, because Gemara in Brachos says that if somebody died, let's say somebody's father dies, so they have to say two brachas. One of them is Baruch Dayan HaEmes, as we all know, to accept God's judgment. And the second one is a bracha that reflects the fact that now I inherited a lot of money. And because I share that inheritance with other people, we would say HaTov HaMeitiv. But if they were the only beneficiary in principle, they would say the bracha of Shehecheyanu. So the Vilna Gaon says, I don't understand. If on the day that somebody dies, you know, when we have Aninus and Avelus, you're obligated to recite a Shehecheyanu, how could it possibly be that during these 3 weeks, which couldn't be any more severe, as we've spoken about within the Rav's approach, the day that somebody dies, that you're not allowed to say Shehecheyanu. So he feels that it's a Chumra Yesera. The Taz also says you don't have to be so careful about it. Many poskim are lenient in terms of Shabbos. Already there's some question as to whether this is something which is just a little bit of a chumra, again, a stringency. But I wanted to try to defend the minhag on the basis of the Magen Avraham. See, the Magen Avraham says it's clearly not about Avelus for the reason that we mentioned, because even if it was the day that a person died, you in principle could say a Shehecheyanu. So it's not about Avelus, it's about what he calls Poranus. It's not about the mourning, but it's about the fact that this time period is a very, very difficult time period for the Jewish people. And there's a difference between Avelus and Poranus. Avelus is personal mourning. Poranus is the historical events which transpired during that time. And I think the Magen Avraham is absolutely correct, because up until now, what have we seen? The Shulchan Aruch basically has no concept of 3 weeks. So why would this be the only case where he says it's good to be careful about saying Shehecheyanu the whole 3 weeks? Because obviously he felt, in terms of all the Dinei Avelus, that at best could begin Mishenichnas Av Matin Besimcha. But in terms of the Dinei Poranus, that we have to be concerned that this is a time when terrible things have befallen the Jewish people, that, for that, I think he was choshesh for the entire 3 weeks. And I think the proof of that, not that we're going to discuss this at length, is the next halach in the Shulchan Aruch, when he says, you know, it's very important not to beat your Talmidim too much during this time period, because we're afraid something could happen. Now again, you know, we don't beat our students too often these days at all. In fact, we would all lose our jobs if we even so much as thought of doing so. But all of you remember, Siggy's laughing because Siggy remembers his schooling. that was part of the curriculum. So Sasi remembers raising his hand in the back. He says, "Ma lasot?" Okay, very good. You know, it's a generational issue. Alan, tell us what was going on in Tehran. You know, we'll find out from everybody here. Isaac will tell us about Havana. Okay, the bottom line is that we don't hit our students anymore. But the Gemara says you should be careful because God forbid you're going to hit them and all of a sudden, you know, God forbid, they might die or something. The Shulchan Aruch records it also. So clearly the Shulchan Aruch, that's not a din in Avelos, but that's a din in Puranas and the fact that this time period has been a very difficult time period for the Jewish people. So I think that explains why in this one halacha, the Shulchan Aruch is machmir for Bein HaMitzarim and the Ramah is the one who comes out a little bit more leniently. He says, oh, well, if you're not going to be able to have the fruit, then you should be able to stay the Shachianu also because Ashkenazim were machmir on the Nihugi Avelos, but on the Zmani Puranos, that itself is something that the Shulchan Aruch was apparently